Welcome back to AM Springfield. Thank you, Roger Hodgson. Sean Bellett over here at Cathedral School. And we're talking to Adam Rozowski, a 7th grade middle school teacher over here, math teacher. And Adam, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Well, first up, tell us what makes working at Cathedral special, collecting a paycheck from this institution?
Working at Cathedral, we are a private school. So we build our foundation on a family and a strong community.
Looking at math, history, you can kind of paint a picture of historic figures, other subjects, science, you can bring, here's a terrarium, and here's an animal you can look at. Math, you don't have cuddly mascots, and it's kind of a different subject, dealing with hard numbers. Is it more difficult to get kids to be interested, to flip that switch, to get them interested in math? What's the trick to getting them motivated?
With math, I think for most students, there's a wide variety of academic abilities. And I think the importance is working as a team. I feel like in our classrooms, we have stronger students, we have some weaker students, but if we work together, matching up some of the higher students, the lower students, and with our family makeup, we all rise to the occasion. So,
well, I'll tell you what, you hit the nail on the head there as far as something important. I remember I had an algebra teacher. He was brilliant, but he really was tailor-made for the so-called A-track student. And, that's a talent. I mean, how long did it take you to master being able to not hold back people with math talent and yet coach up the ones who have a little extra learning to do?
I basically learned that in college. We had some great teachers at Benedictine. I did my student teaching over at Isles, and the math teacher I had there, we just matched up the higher students with some of the lower students, and I always feel like the higher students working with the lower students, that's another form of education itself. If you can teach the information, that makes you even more knowledgeable.
How much more do you enjoy, or what's special about this private school teaching experience after going through student teaching in the public schools?
I sent both of my sons to pre-K program here at Cathedral, and the sense of family and just the relationships I built with just the teachers that interacted with my kids really fell in love with the school then. When I got out of college, I had a few choices, and what drew me here is I knew what I was walking into: a good family, a good core makeup of the faculty, and the strong Catholic buildup. So,
it looks like the kids here, and certainly the staffers, are pretty spirited about this place. Take a lot of pride, and you feel a lot of love in the building.
And that's really what drives everything: or love and family makeup. I think the character that we develop within the students and this faculty. And once again, the relationships that we can continue to develop with a Catholic base that we have.
I'm telling you, I think it's Monday part two. I'm trying to think of the word. I couldn't say Singapore earlier.
Right.
But Adam Rozowski, thanks for stopping by. And again, maybe just one more note. Why should people consider the Cathedral experience as a parent out there, as a donor, what have you?
At the Cathedral School, we have our school on a Catholic base. We do have smaller classrooms. I know one thing is that we have downtown. We are downtown, so a lot of people that work downtown, why not educate downtown too? So those are just some thoughts of mine.
That's a beautiful thing, because I've never had the honor of being a parent, but I wonder, how do they do it? How do they get from point A, drop the kid off at school, you're getting called by your boss, hey, bring those reports in, and don't forget this stack of this papers. And it really is, I mean, when you think of the balancing act, and that it's nice to have a little synergy, a little flow to where you go every day.
Absolutely.
Punch the time clock. All right. Well, thank you so much, Adam.
Thank you very much.
I might have to sneak into class because I need to bone up on my math a little bit.
Come on up. I'll help you.
I appreciate it. We'll chat with some of the youngsters here at Cathedral Grade School coming up.